For this Wednesday, May 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Last on local high school sports, softball sectionals continued, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats saw their season come to an end in the semifinals of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. Mount Vernon fell to Princeton 5-3. Real Posey softball cruised past Perry Central 13-0 in five innings last night. The Vikings improved to 17-7 and will face Modern Day in the Class 2A Sectional 48 Championship game at Forest Park tonight at 6 o'clock. Catch the game on 98.9. WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Mount Vernon Police Department has had a busy 5 days, landing multiple people in jail. This past Thursday morning, 44-year-old Krista Russell from Evansville was arrested after being investigated at 4th and Edson Street. It was determined that Russell was wanted through Vanderburgh County on felony possession of methamphetamine charges. She was arrested and transported to jail. Now, this past Friday morning, Mount Vernon police officers were dispatched to a burglary in progress in the 500 block of East Lincoln. The complaint stated that 27-year-old Jalen Edwards, who was an ex-boyfriend of the complainant, entered her home while everyone was sleeping. This incident startled the complainant because the accused allegedly threatened to kill the complainant the last time he saw her. Once located by police, Edwards admitted going there but denied threatening anyone. Edwards was transported to the Posey County Jail on residential entry, as well as operating a motor vehicle without ever receiving a license. Also on Friday, in the evening closer to 9 o'clock, Mount Vernon police officers were investigating a possible intoxicated person at the riverfront. Officers made contact with two individuals identified as 45-year-old Christina Payne and 59-year-old Robert Cooper, both of Evansville. Upon doing a warrant check, it was determined that Payne was wanted for a felony warrant out of Spencer County for criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon and leaving the scene of an accident. Cooper was arrested on a Vanderburgh misdemeanor warrant for driving while suspended with a prior conviction within 10 years. Finally, on Saturday, officers were dispatched to the area of 10th and Walnut in reference to a possible impaired driver. Upon arrival, officers located an individual who was identified as 37-year-old Thomas Phillips of Mount Vernon. He was in his vehicle with the door open. Officers could smell the odor of alcoholic beverages coming from his car. When Phillips went to exit the vehicle he was stumbling about, Phillips was eventually arrested and transported to the Posey County Jail and has been charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated, endangering a person, as well as operating a vehicle while intoxicated, first offense. The Evansville Regional Economic Partnership has revealed a conceptual master plan for 50 miles of riverfront in Posey, Vanderburgh, and Warrick counties. Officials say the plan aims to make the Evansville region more attractive, healthier, and to leverage existing investments. Organizers say it originated from decades-long calls for improved public access and development along the riverfront. The plan, which is funded by the Indiana Economic Development Corporation's Ready 1.0 program, used input from thousands of residents and regional experts. According to EREP, they focused on adding amenities and destinations along the riverfront. Downtowns of Mount Vernon, Evansville, and Newburgh are being treated with different planning scales. Currently, the group's next steps include schematic drawings and trying to get federal and philanthropic support. The goal is to set long-term with the completion timeline spanning from 10 to 20 years. The lead designer on the project says it's exciting to work with an area eager to make big improvements. The U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is urging drivers to buckle up ahead of a national ticket or click-it high-visibility seatbelt enforcement effort. The National Seatbelt Campaign, which coincides with the Memorial Day holiday, began this past Monday and runs until June 2nd. The administration says they will be working with law enforcement officers across the local and state lines to ensure the message gets out to drivers and passengers. The national seatbelt usage rate in 2023 was 91.9%. They say that participating law enforcement will be taking a no-excuses approach to seatbelt law enforcement, writing citations day and night. Finishing up with professional sports, last night in the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers lost a tough one in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals at the Boston Celtics, 133-128 in overtime. Tyrese Halliburton at 25 points and 10 assists. Pascal Siakam added 24 points and 12 rebounds, while Miles Turner poured in 23 points and grabbed 10 rebounds in a loss for the Pacers. Indiana and Boston play Game 2 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Boston. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, May 22nd. We are keeping keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.